I'm Lillian Wu. At noon Eastern, opening arguments begin in former President Trump's second impeachment trial. Six GOP senators, including Louisiana Congressman Bill Cassidy, joined Democrats Tuesday in voting that the trial is constitutional.
Most were expected, but Cassidy was a surprise. He was apparently moved by the House managers, who began the day with a graphic 13-minute recap of the attack on the Capitol.
We cannot have presidents inciting and mobilizing mob violence against our government.
Lead manager Jamie Raskin.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban confirms the national anthem will not play at home games.
The anthem has not played before any of the Mavs' home games this year, in the preseason or regular season. It was only two nights ago that the team was able to host any number of fans at a game.
Fox's Jared Max. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our very active weather pattern continues with the mention of rain in the forecast for the next few days, but still very mild. Today's high temperature up to about 71. An isolated shower can't be ruled out today, but scattered showers are a little bit more likely tonight. Very mild, overnight low in the upper 50s. We'll be in the low to mid 70s tomorrow. Periods of showers and thunderstorms, especially Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. Rain likely cooler Friday. We'll be in the mid 50s on Saturday with more scattered showers and a very cold Sunday, it looks like. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County EMA is changing the times for this week's drive-through COVID-19 vaccination clinic at the Old Montgomery Mall. The clinic is open from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. today. Thursday, it runs from noon until 6 p.m., and it's open from 9 a.m. until the supply runs out on Friday. State Senator Del Marsh's lottery bill is expected to be in committee today. The bill proposes a state lottery and five casinos offering table games, sports betting, and slot machines. Marsh says he is proposing to use the lottery revenue to fund college scholarships. And there is now a $2,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest in a 2020 cold case in Montgomery. 63-year-old Loretta Butler was fatally shot in the 200 block of Garden Home Circle. Call Crime Stoppers if you have any information. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Final hour of the program here on a Wednesday. I'm Joey, he's Jack.
How you darn?
Burn, all right. Eddie B. in the house.
In the house.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. Thank you for all the calls today, folks. Because honestly, I haven't had any interest in actually sitting down and watching the impeachment hearing. Yeah, because I think it's a joke.
Amen, brother.
And I don't care what side you're on it.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. We know how it's going to end.
Yep.
So it's just absurd. Overkill is what it is.
Hey, you know, Joey, I'm always talking about how I meet different fans of the show almost daily.
Yeah.
And I'm always amazed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we got some fans at Riverbank and Trust, Mike Lamar and his gang. Listen to us on a regular basis.
Oh, nice.
And the funny thing is, with me and the business I'm in, being a realtor, mm-hmm. in the realtor world, I'm a little more serious. On here, I can kind of be a goofball.
Mm-hmm.
So when I meet people, I'm always worried they're looking for the goofball when I'm trying to be serious.
Oh, but to quote Whitman, you contain multitudes. And that's not a comment on your donuts.
Okay, well, I'm going to take that as a compliment too, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
I got to look these things up you keep throwing at me.
Yeah.
but yeah, it's I'm just constantly amazed, honestly, how many people listen to the show. And I know it's a running joke where everybody listens, but holy crap, everybody listens. Everybody listens. From
Wait. Jack, who listens?
Everybody.
There you go.
It's the truth. It's the truth. Oh.
Well, I appreciate you meeting the fans.
I
go back to my little hobbit.
Yeah, they always ask me, where's Joey? I'm like, he's hanging out at home. You know,
yeah, I'm like a hobbit.
He's doing
big,
his thing.
Big hairy feet.
He's reading his books from the 1800s. He's
yeah, I'm still working my way through Modern Times by Paul Johnson. And I'm getting just now into the 1930s.
Oh, well. Yeah.
All right. You know, some things happened in the 30s.
Yeah, they do.
Now.
A few things.
272-9228. Let's go to Ellis. Hey, Ellis.
Hey, good morning. I started a joke, huh? Anyway, the song by the Bee Gees.
Oh, yeah.
I you were talking about Milton McGregor. I got to meet him personally in the late 90s. I worked for a local radio station, and once a month we did a remote there at Victoryland. Very nice guy. Met him on numerous occasions. But the first time I really laid eyes on him was in a courtroom, and I was on the grand jury of his case. Evans was going after not only Victoryland, you know, Milton McGregor, but the legislature, and he brought everybody in from Gerald Wallace to just name it. He was bringing them all in. Nothing became of it. Couldn't prove anything. But and I also was on the Kim Waste grand jury that year. The Bill Baxley and the Graddick scandal that year, and the pornography scandal going on that year. It was so crazy. I was on that grand jury over a year where we finally said, please, we want off. You right. Replace us, please.
Well, wait, but hold Milton on, McGregor, Ellis. You got my attention, and I'm happy to admit my ignorance. What was the pornography scandal?
Well, they were displaying the magazines where kids could see them.
Oh.
So what they wanted to do is brown bag them, brown cover them.
Oh, yeah, I remember
so
that.
They wouldn't see the covers.
Sure.
Also, videotapes. They were hitting movie galleries, or, you know, all the video stores. Back then, it was a VHS, by the way, not
DVD. That's such a different time.
Yeah, well, and the law says pornography, if they show, you know, below the waist,
yeah,
then that's pornography. So they were going after that, too.
Good Lord.
Only thing that became of that, you saw them put brown wrappers on them. That's about it. But they were going after little mom and pop shop all over Alabama. It was nuts. And I was sitting on it going, this is okay, whatever, you know, I mean, but we got so frustrated being on it for that long, almost 2 years, it was like, forget this.
That just becomes
we're
a job.
Done.
You're no longer doing a civic duty. That at that point, you become an employee.
Oh, we got lunch and we paid $5 or $10 a day, you know. It wasn't much. $10, I think, was it. If I recollect correctly. You know, I'm 59. That was in the late 80s, so, you know.
Well, I did jury duty one day in Wetumpka, and they still pay you even though you don't get picked on the jury.
Yeah.
But the first thing they told you is, hey, we're going to mail you a check, but do us all a favor. Don't cash it. We could use the money.
Well, and I've only been summoned once, and I filled out everything truthfully, told them what I did, and
you're out.
The websites I read and the sorts of things I believe in, and they immediately, it was very swift, like, you don't have to come in.
Do not call again.
Yeah, after my little experience on grand jury, I'm going to find anything and everything to get off, especially grand juries, because it just went round and round, and, you know, he couldn't come up with any evidence against Milton McGregor. You know, the whole thing was figurehead stockholders. George Wallace was a figurehead stockholder. The whole legislature was. Gerald Wallace, he just kept going on and on, but never really could prove anything. The only thing he did prove, there were, you know, people in around Macon County, shorter and around, that were getting... got the stock real cheap when it first started, the you know, Victory Land. So he was trying to prove they were, you know, holding stocks for some member of the legislature that got it, the track passed. But he never really could prove that.
Just had
indefinitely.
A hunch.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah. It was a mess, though, guys. You don't want to be on a grand jury, I'll tell you what.
No thanks.
But, yeah, like I said, Milton McGregor, he was a nice guy. You know, from, you know, my meetings and talking to him, so.
Well, I appreciate you sharing all that.
Yeah, sure. Y'all have a good day.
You too. 272-9228. Jack, do you think all these crony deals are just out there to give lawyers full employment?
Dan, hold on just a minute.
You often wonder that, but I don't think that's the purpose.
And you've heard me make this rant before, but corruption is the shiny object of distraction here in the state of Alabama. Not to say there's no corruption. There's plenty. But it's like always the thing everybody's talking about, and thus we never get anything actually done.
Well, it's like the lottery bill for years. They said, we can't trust our senators and legislators not to be corrupt when it comes to the lottery.
I'll be interested
They're corrupt already.
Well, right. I would be interested to see what happens today with Marsh's gambling bill.
I'm sorry. I'm not a fan. If we can fix it, great, but I'm not a fan of the constitutional amendment.
I think all three of us here on the airways right now are on the same page that we're not against gambling.
Not at all.
By any means.
Not at all.
Now, and here's, again, it's a fun distinction. When you believe in liberty, political liberty, then you're free to criticize and give advice in a much better way, in my humble opinion.
I agree.
If I'm not trying to threaten you with the force of government, then I can say, hey, what you're doing is bad for you. Not good for you, Eddie. Stop playing slots every night.
But what happens in the end? Eddie's responsible for Eddie.
Eddie has that choice.
That's right.
272-9228. Let's go to Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey,
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
You guys might have already gone over this, but I've been out. Hypothetically, if they do find President Trump guilty, what can they actually do to it?
They could convict him and sentence him. Impeachment can remove somebody from office, obviously, but he's already out of office.
Right.
So they could also bar him from ever holding high office again.
There you go. That's what I figured. That's what I was trying to find out.
But that's going to take the answer to all the questions.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen. That's why I think it's just absurd what's going on.
Oh, no, I know, but I mean, in the hypothetical world, you know, you never say never.
Right.
But I was just curious. I couldn't get in my head. I couldn't find anybody that could say, okay, X, Y, or Z. I knew, you know, this is constitutionally, they can't, you know, it's not really right for them to even be trying because he's not president anymore. But anyway, thanks for the answer, guys. I appreciate you. Love your show.
Thank you, Dan. 272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Where are they located again, Jack? Sometimes I get forgetful.
Where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway.
Okay.
If you were to go through that light, take a quick little left and then an immediate little right, you'll be in their parking lot. And I mean quick and quick.
I'm starting to see it now. It's like that little standalone building. It says Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. Yeah, okay.
You got it.
Yeah, and go by there, folks. See Brian Carr, the owner, paint specialist. Brett Lanham, the manager, he's also a paint specialist. That exact address, now that I'm thinking of it, is 6237 Atlanta Highway. And when you stop by, they will have all your Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your home. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer and you're doing one room at a time, or maybe you're contracting out a massive job where you're painting the whole exterior of your home, New Look Decorating Center is the place to go for those Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies. And a great thing about working with New Look Decorating Center is they keep your information on file. Not only are they easy to work with, have the expertise to make your inspiration a reality or get you inspired in the first place, say in a few years after using New Look Decorating Center, you need to touch up the bedroom. Well, instead of having to do all this color matching and go through that whole deal, they'll have on file the exact paint that you used before, the exact stain that you used before. They can really help you, save you some time if you have to do a touch-up later on. So check them out today. That number for New Look Decorating Center, 271-0007, 271-0007. Again, that location, 6237 Atlanta Highway. And be sure when you call or stop by to tell Brian Carr, Brett Lanham, the whole team there at New Look Decorating Center that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you.
That's right. They'll roll out the red carpet.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
So have you watched any of this impeachment, Jack?
No, I'm sad to say I have not. No, I'm not sad to say. I'm not going to watch it.
Thank you.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Though the defense lawyers were being heavily criticized. And I only caught on, doing Dan's show, we played some of Bruce Castor. He's the guy from Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
And, I did not like it. I love references to history and, like, Greece and Rome and as much as the next guy. But it was so overwrought without anything to it and no weight to it and very meandering. He was trying to also rebut things the House managers had said in the middle of his opening argument, which, no, just do your opening, man.
That's what I'm thinking.
And he was also, like, he was on the verge of smarmy. Like, he was ingratiating himself to the senators. I know all the senators here are patriots. And all the senators know that the other senators are also patriots. We all love this. Like, yeah. Come on. Get to the point. It was not great. Apparently, David Schoen was a little better, but he was also being criticized. So, I guess we'll see, or we won't, what happened today, because we all know what the final outcome is going to be. And
don't we all?
I get tired. Symbolism's important in politics,
mm-hmm.
The symbolic, but I get tired of when it's symbolic only and just a big theater production.
Well, they said in Fox News, at the top of the hour a minute ago, said there were six senators who were buying into it. Six Republican senators. I want to know who they are.
Murkowski. Collins, Murkowski. Romney.
Yeah, Romney. Let's a lady up in Maryland. Got the...
You mean Susan Collins, Collins in Maine? Yeah.
Maine. You did this yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I thought I had it right today.
Bill Cassidy actually came over from Louisiana, but he came over on the constitutional question. They did a vote on whether or not this is constitutional. And Cassidy joined in. And I believe also Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania.
Now, you're a bit of a constitutionalist. Mm-hmm. Do you see this as being legal with the Constitution? This go side by side with the Constitution?
You know, I believe in the principles of constitutional government, but I think our Constitution these days is the equivalent of a gun-free zone sign to a gunman. You know, it's... Do we really follow it? And there's a classic line. It's an old line. Y'all can look it up. The Constitution either gave us the government we have today or it failed to stop it coming into existence. And so I wish we could get back to have a reset, so to speak. Not the Great Reset, right, but a reset back to the bare bones of the American Constitution. I think it's a brilliant document in many ways. But have we been operating off it in the true sense of it? I don't think so. I think they have... driven a truck through the loophole called the General Welfare Clause, for instance. It's ridiculous at this point. So, is it constitutional to answer your question directly? Yeah. I don't know.
Joey, you went to college for this kind of crap.
No,
come on,
not
man.
Not for this. I didn't go to law school.
You went to Auburn, which we all know is the greatest university in the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really disappointed you didn't come away with an opinion on this. I'm going to talk to your dean.
I think it's absurd. I think it's, Victor Davis Hanson mentioned, it's like Achilles dragging Hector's body around the walls of Troy. It's overkill. And I think there are a lot of folks who realize, for instance, the first impeachment, they had 24 hours each side to make their arguments.
Yeah.
This time around, Schumer agreed to only 16 hours. So even Schumer, of all people, understands, hey, we need to get this over with.
Are we just going to banish Trump to the island of Crete eventually? Is that what's going to happen?
Maybe. Or the island of Lesbos. I hear it's very nice in the spring. A lot of olive oil.
I don't see what we're after.
What they're after, it's what I mentioned to Senator Tuberville, is to essentially brand the entire Republican Party and Trump movement as this insurrectionist.
But it's not going to work.
Rabble. No, it's not going to work. And I think everybody knows this.
We've just got so much other stuff that's so much more important.
Yeah. Well, like I said, when the change happened, they claimed to be the adults in the room. What did Jen Psaki say? Not circle back, but truth and transparency is back in government.
Good Lord.
She...
And then she was struck by lightning.
Yeah, that's just beautiful. Beautiful. So we'll see where that goes. CDC to unveil new guidance for reopening schools. I thought they already had guidance for reopening schools.
You wouldn't believe what they're considering schools to be open. There's a whole... it's not open like you and I think schools are open.
Okay. It's like a soft opening, like a new casino.
Yeah, like if you want to go ahead, but otherwise don't worry about it.
Okay.
And just like they're behind the double masking now. CDC's, hey, yeah, we're cool with that.
What about triple masking?
Joey, let's not get crazy. We still got studies going on there.
Mm-hmm. Jack, you wear a double mask?
No.
Thank you. Here's an idea. $1 million idea. I'm throwing it out for free.
Mm-hmm.
Joey, you come out with a mask that's called a double mask. Bam. It's already fixed right there. You don't have to wear two. You can just wear one of Joey's. It costs 1.5 times the price of a normal.
Well, I kind of want Marjorie Taylor Greene's mask that said Keynes was a pedophile. Of course, talking about John Maynard Keynes.
Do you wear that mask in
or another one, what did she have? Buckley was CIA. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Yeah.
Now in Vegas, what we
saw there was kind of unique, where the mask had LED built into it, and you could program it to make it say whatever you wanted. And there's pair
really?
Yeah, and there's a pair of sunglasses out there, same thing. Might say thank you, might say do something else.
No, I've got a bunch of... like neck gaiters, and also have regular, you know, loops on the ear.
Yeah.
Mostly black masks.
Me too.
Like my heart. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back. John, hold your position. I'm Joey. He's Jack. We'll be right back.
local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet, located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117, or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Hey, electricians, Crosby Electric needs you. We're hiring electricians for construction and service work immediately in Central Alabama. You'll get industry superior benefits. We're family friendly. There's opportunities for career growth, and you'll be working with competent coworkers. And you can be home most nights before dark. The conversation is free. What do you have to lose? Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric today. That's Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. Well, what are we doing for this Valentine's Day? Here it is, $99. Marguerite's 14-karat gold initial necklace. That's right. Marguerite's custom initial necklace is solid 14-karat yellow or white gold with your choice of letters. Only $99 at Marguerite's through this Valentine's Day. Perfect for your Valentine, your daughter, your niece, your granddaughter, your special friend. Come and see us at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shopping Center on Vaughan Road. $99 through Valentine's Day. Don't miss it. Thank you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mississippi, surrounded by.
Welcome back.
A world that ain't so pretty. His parents give him.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor there in Wetumpka, Alabama. 759 28 Tallahassee Highway in Wetumpka, to be exact. And give him a call today. Give Dr. Tom a call at 514 7600. 514-7600. If you have any aches and pains or issues at all when it comes to whether it's a new injury or some chronic issue, I know, for instance, like it could be sciatica. It could be something that's a radiating pain. You don't really know exactly what's the cause of it. It could be you have limited mobility in your shoulders and your back, whether it's your upper or lower back, that really cause you a lot of problems, all hunched over. And sometimes that could be, you know, problems with your cervical spine or thoracic spine, into the lumbar area, maybe knee problems. And there's a lot of problems that build up over the years. It's not one particular injury. It's just something over years of working real hard or, you know, sitting at a desk all the time, too. You can get these issues.
Oh, yeah.
So Dr. Tom is the guy to go see, and he can, well, correct these issues. When you call him at 514-7600, set up that initial appointment. He'll get your history, what's going on with you, discuss a diagnosis, and give initial treatment, and then set you up on a schedule of treatments, from treatments like deep tissue laser therapy to spinal decompression for bulging disc, electrostimulation therapy. There are all sorts of options depending on what you need. And also, recently there at Dr. Tom's practice, they installed this new iWave air filtration system. It's been proven, tested to kill COVID-19 airborne particles, as well as other airborne diseases, mold, bad smells. And Dr. Tom wanted to install that and wanted me to talk about it because he wanted to give you, the customers coming in, to get adjusted, well, extra peace of mind. So check him out today. Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor in Wetumpka. Again, that number, 514-7600. Jack, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Hey, Joe, you know, we were talking about the double mask and, you know, why not just buy a double mask? Well, one of our listeners sent me a picture. They've already got them for sale, the double mask.
The double mask.
Why buy two masks when you can buy this one mask that's double thick?
I've always found, like, double-decker stuff absurd.
I don't know, man. You ever had Like a double-decker Big Mac?
Yeah, it's just a little, like, I don't need all that bread in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got you there.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like a double-decker turkey sandwich? Like,
that's pretty good, though. Just got to remove that middle bun. I don't know
what right, yeah.
It's like just, a club sandwich, a little too much bread.
Or like a double-decker bus? What the world is that?
The bus that's too tall.
Though, Jack, I can see you visiting jolly old England on a double-decker bus.
I'm not getting on that double-decker,
I can see him riding around England telling everyone, or reminding everyone, they are wretched.
Well, I might very well do that one day, Eddie.
I can see that, Jack. I hope I'm there with you to help you remind the English people that they are wretched.
Well, we might see that. Well, thank you, Eddie, for letting me know the world's gone even crazier than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Double mask.
Double mask.
It's one mask, but it's two. Buy one today.
It's like those Saturday Night Live skits from the 70s. Bag of glass. You know, great kids.
Or my favorite is Dan Aykroyd. Bass-O-Matic 3000.
That's right. That's right. It chops.
Do you like bass? Or what, Phil Hartman, colon blow.
That was a great commercial. The colon blow cereal. You know how many bowls?
Well, and how it looks like the pyramid that's growing is coming out of his...
You know? Right. It's the colon blow.
Now, just a second ago, we mentioned Jen Psaki.
Yeah.
She is the press secretary for the Biden administration. And apparently she was asked by a reporter about President Biden's new transgender executive order.
Oh, okay.
Essentially transgender women, right, so to speak. Biologically born male can compete in biological girls competitions and sports. Well, you better let them or your funding could be taken away by the federal government. She was asked about this, and apparently she dodges the question, the artful dodge here.
Circle back, perhaps?
But we'll see. I haven't heard this yet. Oh, okay. We'll see how she reacts.
And wait to see what the health and medical experts have in those guidelines to ensure we're directing those resources in the right way or working with states to do exactly that.
Okay. Secondly, on President Biden's transgender rights executive action, specifically when it applies to high school sports.
Mm-hmm.
What message would the White House have for trans girls and cis girls who may end up competing against each other? And sparking some lawsuits and some concern among parents. So does the administration have guidance for schools on dealing with disputes arising over trans girls competing against and with cis girls?
I'm not sure what your question is.
The president's executive order has...
I'm familiar with the order, but what was your question about it?
My question is, does the president have a message for local school officials on dealing with these kind of disputes that are already starting to arise? Trans girls who are competing and cis girls in a level playing field, it's particularly in high school sports when it leads to college scholarships. Is there any kind of messaging or clarification that the White House wants to give on the executive order?
I would just say that the president's belief is that trans rights are human rights, and that's why he signed that executive order.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the determinations by universities and colleges, I would certainly defer to them. Go ahead. Caitlin, go ahead. Go.
Well, that was an
kind of a bitch.
Well, kinda. But here's the thing: you don't see the trans, and I know I'm going to screw it up. You don't see the women that feel like they're men necessarily wanting to play the men's sports. What you're seeing is men that identify as women that want to go play women's sports.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's be honest, they'll probably dominate.
Yes, most sports. Yes.
Yeah, most sports. Now,
most sports.
But why? Why? I don't understand why the need for this.
Well, it also depends on where you are in development. And even after a year or two of hormone therapy, because people can do this, you still have developed. And there are certain advantages between men and women on just a biological basis. So it shouldn't be shocking when you're talking about track and field, weightlifting. Right. Football.
Softball?
Yeah, softball.
Basketball?
Basketball, yeah.
Hey, dude, playing in the NBA, you're going to need longer shorts. Just saying.
Right. It's just... it's going to be interesting to watch. I think all of this will have a big crack up. It's going to, I think, it'll fall apart pretty quick. You know, it's nice.
I hope so. It's so
stupid.
Well, in theory, it's all, you know, trans rights are human rights. It's like, and I've maintained on this show, you're an adult, you can do what you want. Seriously.
Well, we don't have to buy into it.
Right. Well, and let's say somebody who's your friend all of a sudden transitions, Jack. Are you immediately just going to write them off? Like, probably not. You'll probably have a few questions, but they're your friend. And the idea that this has to be made this big political wedge, and you're now purposely going to high school and college athletics to make the point and drive the wedge, that's just...
What if I'm going for a...
It's just ridiculous.
What if I'm trying to get a scholarship, Joey?
Yeah, it's a problem.
And I'm the best...
A big problem.
...male woman player they got.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, we had a friend of ours reach out. The gambling bill passed committee 11-0. Committee 11-0.
Just no markups, no amendments to be presented later.
Not what this says.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
272-9228. Let's go to Martha. Hey, Martha.
Y'all do make me a happy day, okay? You really do.
I'm glad to hear that.
I don't know how y'all do this. But anyway, I'm the trans stuff. Okay, didn't we have Title IX a long time ago?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, why don't we just give them a separate sport for themselves, okay? And get out of girls. I mean, look here. I'm 63. It took us 50 years to have what we have in girls sports today.
Right. Right.
And it makes me... And where's the feminist? Where are them loud-mouthed feminists? Okay?
Martha, actually, there are a lot of... If you look up Twitter, there are a lot of fights going on, especially with the more traditional feminists. To your point, that there were a lot of gains made for women, and all of a sudden it seems like some of them are being taken away.
Yeah, they're just slicing it up and throwing it away. And then, like you say, these girls that have worked so hard to get a scholarship on this stuff, and then you're going to let guys just walk in and do it. And I'm sorry, God did make a difference in them. And yeah, maybe they are going to go one way or the other. I don't care, but it's not fair to come in and say, I'm going to do this right now. It's just not. Because the development of children and people are different. And like you say, you know, some guys when I was in high school, they went ahead and developed. Other ones were after high school. So you never know. And they're letting these guys that are going to come in that are physically going to outdo the girls every time. Right. You know?
Weightlifting.
So, weightlifting, you know?
But now let's do some other things for just women's sport. Having babies. Let's let the male transgenders get out there. Because it ain't going to happen. There's a difference, folks.
Here's what baffles me.
Y'all are going to make me say things I shouldn't say, okay?
Martha,
oh, my gosh, I wish I could.
Martha, what baffles me, everybody out there listening, when I went to college and I took some of these courses and ran into this literature from your bell hooks and your Judith Butlers and all your theory, folks, post-structuralism, blah, blah, blah. And for the life of me, what baffles me is I remember reading that crap going, this is crap. And then saying, okay, I'm done with it. Pass the class. Some of it's interesting, but to see it applied in the way it's being applied, it's like from the White House level, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah, stupidity reigns nowadays, okay? And you know, and I do feel for that person that is in that quandary of life there.
Sure.
But, you know, you're just forcing something that's making it, I see it as harder because
if you
want me to accept, you don't make me accept everything about it. You know, just let me have you. That is who you are. But this is just not right. And Title IX, like I said, when my child started playing softball 20 years ago, they had equipment from World War II. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, it infuriated me. And I set to work to get things to do, and we worked so hard for it to all come together. And now they're going to do this to it. And my daughter played with a boy. My daughter played with the boys for the first 4 years because guess what? We didn't have a program for the girls well enough to have it.
I remember that.
But we do now. Yeah, we do now. It's a fantastic program. And they start the little girls at 3 and 4 years old playing the softball. Mm-hmm. But they didn't 20 years ago. And that was just 20 years ago. And now they want to come and mess it all up again. Oh, gosh. Anyway, but thank you guys for keeping us a little bit sane, okay?
Thank you, Martha.
We'll certainly try.
All right.
Thank you, Martha.
Take care. See y'all. Bye-bye.
272-9228. We got to have another break.
Of course you do. Y'all sell advertisement on this show?
Yeah, just a little bit. No, I'm sighing because I think back to college, and I'm one to understand. I like to understand where people are coming from, give people their due.
Yeah.
And you learn at a certain point, for a lot of folks, it ain't about understanding and being empathetic. It's about power. It's about changing society, changing norms. And it's a very cynical way of approaching the world.
Now, when you were taking these
especially
courses,
to pull on people's heartstrings in order to advance a pretty cynical agenda.
When you were taking these courses, did you look around the room and see people buying into it?
Well, actually, no. Most
people had your
thoughts. Most people were pushing back. That's if anything, I was one of the more quote-unquote liberally minded people because, you know, I give the devil his due,
right,
so to speak.
Right.
No, but a lot of folks left the classes.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. How was
like,
it?
There
accepted?
Are some, you know, God-fearing folks who are young, raised in that way, and they were having none of these classes, and they dropped it after class one or two. I remember having conversations with some of them, and, you know, I'd hear them out. Like, yeah. I'd give people their due, so they'd be like, I don't understand this. This is satanic. This is unbiblical. Like, okay, yeah. It's just baffles me to see that this is now the commanding theory, thought
yes.
behind so many folks in the, you know, halls of power. It's just baffling.
Bizarro world, man. We are living in it.
272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
A boy's born in Hotdive, Mississippi.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want, and the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, called MCS.
MLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you know, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our very active weather pattern continues with the mention of rain in the forecast for the next few days, but still very mild. Today's high temperature up to about 71. An isolated shower can't be ruled out today, but scattered showers are a little bit more likely tonight. Very mild, overnight low in the upper 50s. We'll be in the low to mid 70s tomorrow. Periods of showers and thunderstorms, especially Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. Rain likely cooler Friday. We'll be in the mid 50s on Saturday with more scattered showers and a very cold Sunday, it looks like. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Valentine's Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dale. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Dale. Fellas. How y'all doing today?
All right. How are you doing, Dale?
I just got one thought. I'm doing pretty good. Do y'all remember the East German female athlete conflict of the 60s and 70s? And I'll sit back and listen to y'all.
Wait, no. You remind us because I don't remember it.
Well, it came out after the fall of the Soviet Union, it came out that they were feeding male hormones to the East German female athletes. That's why, go back and look at some of the films, they were pretty hoss women.
That's one way to put it.
I don't know how else to put it, but it came out after the fall that when they started digging through the files of the medical files, that they were giving all the female athletes
okay, I'll look at. But you know how we're lately been doing favorite parts of the show, Dale? Yeah. I think just the line, yeah, those are some pretty hoss women, it takes a cake.
Well, what can I say? But do a little deep research on it, because I would like to know how the Olympic Committee is going to handle this. If they okayed in high school and college, I'm assuming they can go to the Olympics.
That's, again, where does it stop? And it's ludicrous. Although the Russians have been doing that for how many years?
Thanks, Dale. I'll need to look into that history there. My goodness. Let's go to AJ. Hey, AJ.
What's going on, Joey?
Hey, man. Long time no talk.
How you doing, AJ?
I listen to you from time to time. I know it's torn the corner, man. Look, Joey, I love you, brother. But look, man, you're either male or female. Okay, your chromosomes don't change. I don't care how many shots you take or what you cut off. Okay?
I agree.
And this is the bottom line. Joey, you don't have the kids yet, okay? I got daughters and granddaughters. And the bottom line is, you're a man regardless of what you take. So you obviously going to have an advantage if you're competing against a woman, period. Mm-hmm. Joey, you told Jack, what if it's your friend? Guess what? Ain't nothing stopping you from loving your friend if they want to be a trainee, which it doesn't exist. There's no such animal as a transgender, okay? You're either gay or you're not, okay? And you do not hate gay folks, you don't hate transgenders, but there is a problem with your mind if you think you are a male and you're a female and vice versa. And oh, by the way, if you're going to pay for your operations, that's fine, but don't make the taxpayers pay $100 to $130 a pop and you take your butt and you join the military. That's another bill that this idiot signed, okay? He signed that bill and we have to pay for it.
Yep.
And then oh, by the way, your behind is undeployable for 9 months to a year like you were a pregnant female. And the females, they should have lost their mind when Bruce Jenner, okay, won Woman of the Year. He has not a freaking clue what an actual woman, female, goes through with having babies in another time of the month.
Right. Okay. Well, and the bizarre...
The women should have lost their mind, man.
And AJ, one of the bizarre things about this is like, I thought feminism, a big part of it, was like you don't have to wear a dress and heels and get all dolled up to be a woman. But obviously, you don't. But every time you see, like, Joey, the reveal with Bruce Jenner, he's, like, all dolled up.
But see, this is the problem, Joey. They said all we wanted was gay marriage, right?
Yeah.
Now, look, they open up Pandora's box, And now you got California and a couple other states trying to milk it all the way down to pedophilia. See, they didn't want to stop it, just gay marriage. Now the door's open, and now you got men going into women's locker rooms and in the showers, okay? And some of these guys are perpetrating as females and are raping these women by molesting them, okay? It's just like people, they have a problem with the death penalty until one of those demons busts your six-year-old grandbaby in the head with a freaking hammer. Mm-hmm. And it's yours. See, when people don't have a dog in the fight, and you know I'm a veteran, when they ain't got a dog in the fight, it's real easy to get along. I tell you this, a little leaven spoiling a loaf and a little bit of cancer, if you don't wipe it out, will freaking kill you in the long run. And that's what's happening to this nation. And Joe, I know I'm preaching to the choir. The more Marty came, the more you're going to lose this nation, regardless of who was in that White House. Now, people talking about the insurrection, which is a bunch of crap this week. This is the bottom line. When you close the doors to the White House to God and you light it up with rainbow colors, you just told God, just like they did in the schools 20, 30 years ago, we don't want you in there. So that chaos did not surprise me. You kicked God out the White House, and that's what you got. And if they want to complain about, look, I hated that 5 people got killed that day, but when you quit murdering 2,000 babies a day, come see me. They're going to murder 2,000 babies a day, and they got a man that they hate his guts up there putting a stimulus check on all for people who are standing in America in line on Thanksgiving week for freaking food, Americans. Standing in line. Okay? And they're talking about the 5 people the White House that got killed. What about the 2,000 babies they're going to freaking murder today? And they call it by that sweet name abortion. It ain't abortion, it's murder. So I don't want to hear that crap about trying to ease in and appease them. And look, you live in the world. You don't live like the world. Okay, I didn't say that. Jesus said that. If they got a problem with him saying it and God saying it and the Holy Spirit, take it up with them. It's in the Bible. Buddha's dead. Muhammad is dead. Gandhi is dead. There's only one that came back to life. And his name is Jesus Christ. And you try your best, if you're a Christian, to live as close as you can to that standard. Because nobody won't meet the standard. But to let girls in locker rooms and all this crap, man, come on. Come on, man. You're male or female. If you think you're a tiger, go jump your blankety blank in that jungle and watch that monkey whoop your AZZ.
AJ, I appreciate the call, man. 272-9228. Got to hit this break. And we'll be right back. More news and views from 9 till noon. Closing out the show here on a Wednesday.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances, you know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Much time here left on News and Views from 9 till noon. Real quick, this part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. 260-0066 is their number. Call Troop Booth today to set up an appointment or go online to heirloomjewelers.com. And that appointment would be to sell to Troop Booth. Yes, if you have any old jewelry items at home that you're willing to part with for the right price, just set up an appointment today, bring those items in. Troop Booth, with his expertise, trained at the Gemological Institute of America, and being part of the family business, a 40-year family business there at Heirloom Jewelers, well, he'll give you a value, and if you agree to that value then and there, you get paid right then and there. They'll give you a check that can be deposited at your earliest convenience. And also, if you're looking to buy fine antique, one-of-a-kind jewelry items there at Heirloom Jewelers, just stop by the showroom at 6948 Vaughan Road. And whether you can also buy online at heirloomjewelers.com. You can see what they have in stock currently. Whether you buy online or in person, use the promo code Joey.
Joey!
J-O-E-Y to get 10% off all those purchases. Thank you to Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Only about 2 minutes left, so let's make this quick. Eric, welcome.
Man, I'm going to make it as quick as possible. Is Jack around?
No, he had to drop off.
He's around, but he...
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. I went down. Listen, you guys, I go down to Lewis down there at the Capital Oyster Bar, mm-hmm. and they, believe it or not, Walter, Lewis Mash, he owns Capital Oyster Bar.
Right.
Good place. I ain't throwing a plug, but he's a good guy, but he does a lot for the community. But they got a couple of their employees down there, and I was impressed. I went down there yesterday. I'm retired, and I said, I'm going to have a cold bud for you, Jack. Remember yesterday?
That's right. Yeah.
Anyway, I ended up having to stagger out of there to my truck, and my friend come pick me up because I don't drive when I'm, you know, I just, I, we got, this, there was a couple of lawyers. I can't mention their names over the air because,
yeah,
but at any rate, they listen to you. They prep, and they cook before they open up, and you know what? They got it on. 93.1.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
Hey, I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying, man. I done put the plug. I said, look here. If you want to get it, I don't listen to the news no more. I ain't going to listen to the news for the next 4 years. I mean, this crap going on right now in mm-hmm. Washington, no, I don't even watch the news. I'm going to continue to listen to Dan, kick it on over to Greg, and that's just going to, if you want news, people out there listening, just tune in and stay right there with it, and you'll get it.
Well, I appreciate
guys,
that,
I'm going to let you run. I'm fixing to go have some lunch.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Y'all have a good one. Thank you, sir.
272-9228. Matt, I really just got to say hi and bye. Not enough time.
All right, well, I'm going to do a second. The last two callers' motions, and the first guy sounded like a black cat, so I hope with us together, we're not racist, but I agree with everything both of them just said, including the Oyster Bar. That's my boy.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Y'all stay tuned because Dan Morris with the Dan Morris Show is next. We'll be back bright and